Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this March 13th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Maloff here, welcoming into the studio some great friends of ours. First, Kim Shields, Community Investment and Communications Specialist with Encourage. Kim, always good to see you.
Great to see you.
Thanks for being here.
Absolutely.
And thank you for bringing a friend with. Beth Kohernert is with us, Director of Operations of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Wisconsin. Beth, good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Thanks a lot for being here, you two. Appreciate everything you guys do for our community. Looking forward to talking with you more, Beth, in just a moment. But Kim, if you don't mind, I'd like to start off with you and talking a little bit about celebrating 30 years.
Yes.
Is that a typo or am I reading
that
right?
No, that's right. Ooh. We're super excited and to have our 30th anniversary this year. And I know I've mentioned this on air before for the listeners, but anybody that's new, we are so honored that one of our supporters is offering a $30,000 match. It's a dollar-for-dollar match, and it's $30,000 by 3:30. So it is March. That 3:30 is approaching quickly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if anybody is interested in helping to contribute to support Encourage's work, we would greatly appreciate it. I had a conversation with a supporter fairly recently, and the person was extremely pleased to see the variety of gifts coming in, you know, from $10 to more than $1,000, a wide breadth. The person got particular interest in liked seeing $30, you know, $30
yeah,
for the 30th
perfect.
Anniversary
it
was just kind of a nice little moment. And so I know every dollar is greatly appreciated, whether it's a dollar or more that you're able to provide to help support our work. We would appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And again, that's $30,000 by 3:30. So. Yeah.
You know, Beth, you embarrass me every time you bring this up. I don't want people to know. No, I'm joking. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Everybody knows I work in radio. I could not afford that. But what I do want to do is do a highlight this a little bit more and make sure that we really hit on this, that we're encouraging others to be a part of this. We're encouraging mm-hmm. others to do this kind of work. And I do want to also flip this back on you and your team at Encourage, because quite honestly, nonprofits survive on reputation and the way they impact a community. And if you guys were not doing good work, these kind of things would not be happening. We probably wouldn't even be talking, just being blunt about it and everything. Mm-hmm. Encourage has been doing this for a long time and putting into our community for so long, and the reputation is there. And mm-hmm. so you see things like this happen because of the work that you guys are doing, and the community sees that. We appreciate that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you saying that and bringing that up. You know, this particular match would support our work, right? And mm-hmm. our work includes, it's unrestricted funding. So our work includes scholarship season, which is happening right now. We have a lot of work behind the scenes going on, reviewing scholarships and selecting the recipients. So that actually, I wanted to provide a quick update on that, because people are asking, you know, especially those students that applied, you know, what's the status? You know, a little anxious moments, and I totally get it. So the review process is going on right now, and students will be notified at their awards programs in May if they are a local high school student. Otherwise, they receive information in the mail about that. So, but the process is going very smoothly, and it's a lot of work, and we're excited to see it happening and be at this point.
Can't wait to see how that develops, and looking forward to that for those kids and for everybody involved.
Absolutely.
Thank you for the update. Is there a specific date? Is there a time that people should be looking for or look out for or anything?
Yeah, so the high school programs have been scheduled. They all occur in May. Assumption and Nakusa are both on the same day this year. And then we have Port Edwards, so John Edwards High School, Lincoln High School, and Pittsville High School are also all on the same night. So we're trying to figure out how to clone ourselves right now, but it's an exciting time. And, you know, it's just an honor to be there and to tell the donor stories and to be able to present those awards to those students. It's a great time.
Yeah. We'll give the information before we wrap up. I want to remind people that you can find out more and reach out to Encourage at encouragecf.org, encouragecf.org. Let's go ahead and put Beth on the spot. I mean, ask her some questions. I'm supposed to. Beth, this is old hat for you now. You've been here before. We've talked about this, and we've talked about Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Wisconsin a little bit already. Beth is the Director of Operations there. And Beth, before we get too into mentoring and the need for bigs and some of the other things that we're going to talk about today, I'd like to let the audience know the Big Brothers Big Sisters mission, your vision, if you will.
Absolutely. So thank you again for having me. It's great to be back. So the mission of Big Brothers Big Sisters, while seems complex, it's really simple. We are here to create and support one-to-one mentoring relationships that ignite the power and promise of youth. And with our vision is that we want all youth to achieve their full potential. We completely believe that every child is born with unlimited potential. Sometimes they just need those people in their corner reminding them that they have that potential and inspiring them and kind of being that cheerleader, so to speak, to say you can do big things. We believe in you, and like go conquer the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about the Big Brothers Big Sisters? Can people out there listening, how can they interact? How can they be a part of things and help?
Yeah, so there is definitely a variety of ways. I mean, obviously, our organization would not function without our volunteers. So our first and foremost need is always for our volunteers, or what we call bigs, like whether that be a big brother, a big sister, a big couple, or a big family. So we have different ways that individuals can get involved in the program. So in our community-based program, it allows a mentor to take a child out and about in the community, but doing really low-cost, no-cost activities. So going to play in a park, checking out an area event, coming to our events that we have, simple things like that. Otherwise, we have an awesome partnership with Howe Elementary that if, you know, maybe going out in the evening is not when you are available, but you have a lunch hour or a bit of time during the day that you can spare to go see a child. We also have our site-based mentoring, and that allows you to go right over to Howe Elementary and meet with a student and play games and just have fun there. Maybe have lunch together if it falls during that lunch hour, and just connect with them right on the school premises, which is nice because sometimes it's good to have that backup of school personnel if maybe you don't have a ton of youth experience and, you know, kind of want to get your feet wet
first. Oh, trust me, even if you do sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. But we know that, you know, working with kids is not always people's forte, and we respect that, and that's completely understandable. So there's other ways too. So, you know, in addition to our volunteers, you know, we're always looking to connect with businesses in order to keep our work low cost, no cost. We love businesses that offer a discount. So when volunteers are out and about, or it's a non-winter like this one where it's actually cold, you can like go and have maybe a bite to eat or, you know, do something together that, you know, is a bit discounted just so it doesn't break the bank for any of our volunteers or the children that we serve. And obviously, just like Kim said, you know, we have operations and things as well. So we're always looking for donors and financial supporters or sponsors for events and things. So, you know, any way that businesses can help that and further, you know, our work so that way we can continue doing the awesome work and providing that defenders of potential to our children are a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Beth, you touched on mentoring programs. Was there anything else on that you wanted to get to with the community-based or site-based or anything there?
You know, and I say this not as director of operations, but I've been involved in the program since I was 16 and actually a high school big myself. Mm-hmm. And I say this that, you know, sometimes it may seem simple of playing a board game, but really that can have a huge impact. Mm-hmm. We see the kids that we serve nowadays versus, you know, like 20 years ago, are just in very different situations than they were, and they're carrying a lot on their little shoulders. So sometimes just giving them that opportunity to go out and do something fun, whether that be playing in a park or sitting playing Candyland, can just kind of take their mind off of things, and you will never know what 30 minutes to an hour a week can really do for them and the impact that can make long term.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I know in working with out in California, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and doing a little bit of big brothering, one of the things that I learned from the program right away was I have the skill set I already need for this. Mm-hmm. I helped raise and was a part of my brother and sister's lives growing up, and was really thankful for that and appreciative of that and how much they helped me too. My brother and sister, I wouldn't be here without them. They're my backbone and my backbeat. They're important. They're so important to me. But I never really thought about how I was to them. And it was like a month or two ago, my little brother and I, it was around Christmas, my brother and I were talking, and he shared the story where I took him and my sister to go see Jumanji on Christmas Day because there was some family stuff going on. And I didn't think much of it. I wanted to see a Rob Williams movie, you know? And I also wanted to give them something to do. We had a great time. It ended up becoming a tradition where we'd go to movies on Christmas Day, you know, for years and stuff. It was fun. But my brother calls and he's talking to me. He's like, hey, I just thought of this the other day and everything, and I wanted to thank you for doing that. And I was like, bro, we're family. You don't have to thank me for that. We're family and everything. He's like, no, you don't know what that did for me. That I learned this and I learned this from it and everything. And I didn't think of any of that. I didn't pick up on any of that. That's just being a sibling. And so many of us are siblings and understand what that relationship is and how giving and how much that can impact us and help us and everything. The idea of being able to do that for other individuals is one of the greatest gifts we can give to each other as human beings, just period. And I also think that it's important to note, and I'm taking this in a different direction just because I always like to look at the people that we are on the fence on these subjects or anything. So if you are, we can push you over to the edge a little bit. The future impact this has, there is no child that can't have a great future. None.
Exactly.
Every kid deserves a great future, and you can be a part of that. Right. And oftentimes you keep a relationship with this person as they get older and everything. You get to be the biggest. You have the best seat in the house. You get to see this person contributing to society, being a taxpayer, doing great work, doing et cetera, et cetera. Like, that's something you can have an impact on right now. That's an investment that you can make. There's not a lot of opportunities in life like that. The opportunities you get from big brothers, big sisters are so unique and so impactful in our futures and our lives.
Well, and you make a great point. And I say in every single recruitment session that I do that this is not bringing Disneyland to a child's door. It is seriously as simple as sitting down and having a conversation, completely listening to what they have to say, playing that board game, taking that walk, just being invested in them can have those big long-term impacts more than some shiny thing that they do for a very brief second. It's those little moments that have the most impact, truly.
We're speaking with Beth Konert, Director of Operations at Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Wisconsin, along with Kim Shields from Encourage. Beth, the waiting list for something like this, can we talk about that?
Absolutely. So we serve not only the Wisconsin Rapids area, but also in Marshfield and the Stevens Point area. So total right now, we have about 69 children that are waiting. And that seems to be pretty average. We bounce anywhere from our lowest was about 60, but we can bounce as high as 80 or more. Right now, though, in the Wisconsin Rapids area, there's about 8 children that are waiting for that positive role model in their life. And those are kids that really just want to have somebody to connect with. And it's really hard, especially so many of those are little brothers that really don't have those male role models in their life. And they just need that positive influence to look up to. Their moms are working super hard and they're doing great things. But we all know sometimes moms maybe don't necessarily want to toss a football, or like me, I don't want to touch a worm when I take my son fishing. Like, just not my gig. Readily admit that. And that's fine. We all have our strengths and talents, but sometimes we just know that, like, it does take a village, and having those extra people that maybe have those interests and skill sets that we just don't is an added benefit.
Beth, when it comes to somebody who has it, maybe they're just learning about this program. They've heard, a little bit in society, but they didn't really know as much as you're sharing and informing us about. And it sounds good. It sounds like something that they want to be a part of. But they look at their schedule, and they've got a very busy schedule, and they've only got maybe an hour or two free a week or something along those lines. Or maybe there's a person who's retired, and they have more free time, and they're able to be a part of something like this. Is there any one kind of person we're looking for? Is there flexibility with people in their schedules when it comes to being a part of being a big?
Absolutely. And I think the busy schedule is definitely what we hear the most often. But we all know that we can find an hour a week.
Yeah.
And that's really all that is. It's 1 hour once a week to spend with a child, whether that be in site-based or in community-based. And it's really just spending that time. And no, there is no one type of volunteer that we're looking for, because it is life experience. You know, whether you've had a ton of experience working with youth or you just grew up with kids as you were aging and don't have any other, that's really okay, because we match completely based on interests and personalities, and everybody has something that they can give and offer to a child. And with that flexibility, yes, that's the greatest part of our partnership here in Wisconsin Rapids, is that even in site-based, Howe is so invested in our program that they don't require it to be just a child's lunch and recess. If you have mornings available, they can make that work. If you have later afternoons before a child heads home, they'll make that work, and that's awesome. And then in community-based, it is far more flexible. It's evenings or weekends, what really works best for you and the child's family. So there is a ton of flexibility. And again, I think everybody, if they're being honest, could probably find an hour in their week.
But when it comes to the process, Beth, let's kind of take people through that a little bit, if you will. Let's use me as an example. Say I've never done this before. I sign up. I want to be a big brother. How does this go? What are the first steps?
Yeah, so you can reach out to our office either by calling 715-341-0661 or going onto our website at bigimpact.org and inquire on how to be a big. And then you'll be talked to by our staff pretty quickly. Our amazing customer service and events coordinator reaches out to be in contact, and she'll do a quick pre-screen with you just to make sure, answer any questions that you have, see what program you're kind of leaning towards, or, you know, answer any additional information. And then we send out an application that you can fill out. And then after that, you're contacted by one of our amazing match specialists that is there for you for the life of the match. So they're really there to help you. It's not like we get you in the program, match you with a kid and say, good luck. We are checking in every month. We're there to support you. Like, we really walk alongside with you. So if you have questions or concerns or need ideas, we are there for the full spectrum of it.
So you handle this differently than my mother, basically. Here's your brother and sister. Here.
No, I'm joking.
Don't tell my mother I made that joke. I think that for a lot of people, that is one of the fears of this. I hear schedules sometimes and everything, and we've kind of answered that. And then there is the awkwardness that can involve kid, for the person, for the adult. Of course, there is a process to that. There's an ease into that. Right. There's not a literal throwing them in the water and just like, hey, we're just going to watch back and eat popcorn to watch how this goes. I mean, it's understandable, but I think it's understandable for people to have a little hesitancy with that and everything. So that's a great breakdown of the process and how that goes. What happens if you are with the child and you and the kid just don't seem to be mixing? Mm-hmm. You know, that I imagine that happens sometimes.
It does. And
it can be a fear that can maybe keep people from volunteering.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we say it like, please don't judge it too quickly.
Yeah.
Because, you know, for a lot of our kids, they have grown up differently than maybe you did. So maybe opening up and having that conversation is just a little bit more foreign to them. So we always say, give it that first 3 months. Really try and put some effort in, talk to us, let us help you and kind of navigate some of that situation. But then if after a few months it's really not clicking, then we kind of reevaluate with everyone, you know, because what looks good on paper, and even though most of the time we're pretty good, you know, our staff has been doing this for a long time, and for the most part, we're pretty spot on and who we choose. You know, sometimes personalities don't click, and that's totally fine. You know, then we re-navigate that water and figure out, you know, maybe there's someone else better suited to work with either that volunteer or that child.
I didn't plan on sharing this, but real quick, short story time from James. When I was in California, the reason I got involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters is because I was helping Special Olympics, and one of the members from there was a Big Brother, and he told me about it and everything, and it sounded really good, and I always was curious about the program from when I was a little kid and really wanted to have a Big Brother. Mm-hmm. So I thought I'd do this, and they talked to me. I shared some things with them, and they assigned me with a young boy, mm-hmm. and the first two times we got together, it was really quiet. It was a little awkward, and I thought he was a little standoffish. I thought he was a little moody, and seemed to be a little serious and all these things. And then the second time we get together, and it's the same thing. And I start talking to this other individual from Special Olympics about that and everything. Like, oh, so they matched you with somebody like you, like. Oh my God, yeah, they did. Oh yeah, you're right, they did. And I didn't even realize that. Like, that was me as a kid and everything. I didn't even pick up on it. And I start like thinking of the things that got to me, how my dad got through to me or something. I start talking to this young kid a little bit. It turns out that he was abused. And that was part of the reason why he was like this. Just like me. And I got the chance to talk and be with somebody that had been through things like I had been through. Mm-hmm. And I grew and I learned from that experience and I became a better human being, let alone what they were able to get from it and everything. And while him and I haven't talked in a couple of years, we talked for many years afterwards and everything, and was very thankful for that relationship, not just for whatever impact I may have made on him, but certainly the impact he made on me. Mm-hmm. To your point, you guys do a great job of matching the right people with the right kid.
Thank you.
Even better than we may realize sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, the thing too is that truly it's gonna be kind of awkward at first. I mean, anytime you enter a new job or enter a new classroom,
that's life.
You know,
life
like
is awkward.
It takes a little while, and growing that's pains. You know, I give you credit though for seeing that and sticking with it and not just being like not, because I think that's the thing. Sometimes we just have to accept them for where they are in that moment and keep working. And we know that silence is not always the most comfortable, but sometimes it's the best thing to give them and offer that grace for just a little while. And, you know, seeing them eventually then open up and trust you and be like, hey, you're somebody I want to open up and talk to is a huge thing and a huge win. And I wish that there were ways that we could, you know, really see the impact that our littles have on our bigs, but it's a hard survey thing.
Yeah, that's a hard question to ask, but I do think that that is something that people, and especially future volunteers, future big brothers, big sisters out there should take note of. It doesn't just impact the child. It impacts you too. And you can learn and grow and become a better and more, enjoy life even more from the situation that you're in. I love that the volunteers we call bigs. We're looking for more bigs. As the last 2 minutes we have here, I want to make sure to get out their volunteer information and how people can reach out to you, Beth, and your team.
Yeah, so we really would love any volunteers that are interested, whether that be in being bigs, whether that learning about maybe being a board member or a committee member, or just learning more about our organization and other ways that you can support. So always feel welcome to reach out either by phone. Again, our number is 715-341-0661 or on our website, bigimpact.org.
And Kim, if people want to reach out to encourage and find out more and be involved with the things over there that you guys are doing.
Absolutely. Give us a call at 715-423-3863, hello@encouragecf.org, or check out our website at encouragecf.org. And if I could quickly share, one of the other things we do is helping to connect nonprofits to other organizations in our community and potential donors. And that is actually how Beth and I met. I proactively gave her a phone call and said, hi, I'm Kim from Encourage. Do you know what we do? How can we help?
And it was truly a wonderful, wonderful opportunity because we have been so blessed to work with Encourage.
It's great to hear. And that is exactly how you handled that, isn't it? Because I can completely hear you. That's so good. So good. You guys are so good. And we appreciate so much what you and your teams put into our community. Thank you so much. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Well, a more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.